Hey, Major League Baseball action yesterday. Dexter Fowler hit a pinch hit go-ahead triple, and the St. Louis Cardinals overcame a four-run deficit for the second game in a row, rallying past Miami 7-5 Wednesday night. That was a game heard here on KJAN. That completes a trip that, by one measure, ranked as the best ever for the franchise. The Cardinals were 6-0 in their swing through Atlanta and Miami. According to information from Elias, it's the first time they've gone undefeated on a trip of at least six games in their 126-year team history. Lance Lynn gave up four runs in the first inning on homers by Christian Yelich and Justin Bour. But for the second consecutive game, Fowler came off the bench to give the Cards the lead. His two-run triple in the sixth inning put them ahead 5-4, and they stayed there. Fowler out of the starting lineup for the past six games because of a sore lat. Drove in the winning run in the ninth inning Tuesday after St. Louis rallied from a 5-1 eighth inning deficit. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was San Francisco over the New York Mets 6-5, Colorado over Chicago 3-0. The L.A. Dodgers beat Pittsburgh 5-2. In the American League, Chris Archer pitched eight shutout innings Wednesday night, and Logan Morrison, Ricky Weeks Jr., and Colby Rasmus all homered for the Tampa Bay Rays in a 12-1 victory over the Kansas City Royals. Archer won for the first time in five starts since April 14th to help the Rays break a three-game losing streak. He scattered five singles and walked no one. Morrison's ninth homer of the season and his fourth in seven games came off Kansas City starter Jason Hamill with a man on in the third inning. Weeks followed with his second home run, putting the Rays up 4-0. Rasmus hit a grand slam off reliever Peter Moylan in the eighth, a sixth slam of his career. Everyone in the Tampa Bay lineup had at least one hit for the second straight day. Corey Dickerson had a triple and a single and scored three times. Hamill gave up six earned runs and 13 hits in seven innings, dropping to 0-6 in his last seven road starts. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Oakland over the L.A. Angels 3-1. Toronto beat Cleveland 8-7. Minnesota at the White Sox was postponed. In interleague play, Seattle beat Philadelphia 11-6. Houston edging Atlanta 4-2. Washington beat Baltimore 7-6. Texas over San Diego 4-3. Milwaukee beat Boston 7-4. And Arizona 7-1 winners over Detroit. Well, the Kansas City Royals have promoted Seth Maness from AAA Omaha less than 9 months after the right-hander had ligament surgery on his pitching elbow. Maness had what is called primary repair surgery on his ulnar collateral ligament August 18th and signed a minor league deal with the Royals on February 13th. In four seasons with St. Louis, Maness went 17-10 with a .319 earned run average in 244 relief appearances. Kansas City selected the contracts of Maness and right-hander Al Albuquerque from Omaha on Wednesday, and they optioned Jake Junis, who got the win in the Royals' 12-inning victory Tuesday, to the Pacific Coast League club. Infielder Christian Colon and first baseman outfielder Peter O'Brien were designated for assignment. Also in baseball news, Dodgers outfielder Andrew Tolles will need season-ending surgery after tearing the ACL in his right knee during Tuesday's game against Pittsburgh. He landed awkwardly while trying to catch Andrew McCutchen's double, which ended a no-hit bid by Julio Urias. Tolles was batting .275 with five homers and 15 RBIs. The Twins have claimed left-hander Adam Wilk off waivers from the Mets. He made one start for New York, allowing five earned runs in 3 2/3 innings against Miami last weekend. Nationals outfielder Adam Eaton has undergone surgery to repair his torn left ACL. Eaton was hitting .297 with 13 RBIs and 24 runs scored in 23 games when he was injured on April 28th. Well, seven members of the Atlantic boys basketball team were honored Wednesday evening during an appearance before the Atlantic School Board. Head coach Alan Jenkins spoke about his team and the community support that they received.
We had a very good basketball season. It's a very good group of guys to work with. They're very good in the classroom. They're very good in our community. They're a good representation of everything that we want Atlantic to be about. Coach Blake, assistant coach, worked with the JV. Coach Krause worked with the freshmen. I think the basketball season was great. We won a bunch of games. We got the state tournament. But for me as a coach, I know that these guys now have a lifetime memory, and it was really important to me to see the community rally behind these guys.
The Trojans were able to make it to the Class 3A state basketball tournament this year.
Just our athletics in general makes Atlantic a special place, and I know I'm proud of these guys, and the community's proud of them.
Well, Jenkins said the team's pretty young. They've got a lot of guys coming back next year. Senior standout Garrett Franken won't be returning next year, but the coach says he's confident that his young team will be ready to take on the rest of their schedule next season.
Obviously, losing Garrett is a big piece, but that's just kind of the way the program's grown here. Guys graduate, somebody else steps in. It's just fun to be a part of right now.
Atlantic Superintendent Mike Amstein thanked the team for how they represented themselves and the district wherever they went.
I think the reason why you had such strong support out there was the way you handled yourself, not only in the classroom, but on the basketball court. You know, as your superintendent, I would say that I was so impressed with the job and the composure that you had throughout the city. Speaking for a resident here in Atlantic, you certainly made me proud, not only as your superintendent, but as a resident here and part of the community. So I want to say thank you for that.
During their season, the Trojans won 13 out of their last 16 games and finished with a 19-6 overall record and a seed in the Class 3A state basketball tournament for the first time since 2002. On college basketball news, Filipino basketball celebrity Kobe Paris has announced he'll transfer from Creighton to Cal State Northridge. Paris said in a Skype interview with Filipino media this week that he would leave the Blue Jays after one season to play at Northridge, which is about an hour from where he attended high school in Los Angeles. Paris's father, Benji, a two-time MVP in the Philippine Basketball Association, who's become a popular television actor. Kobe has attracted a large fan following in his home country. He boasts a social media following that includes 461,000 on Instagram and 114,000 on Twitter. The 6'6" wing played sparingly in 15 games last season. Northridge has not announced the addition of Paris, who would sit out next season because of transfer rules. The Boston Celtics showed that they're more than a one-man offense. Avery Bradley had 25 of his playoff career-high 29 points, while the Celtics dominated the first half of a 123-101 drubbing of Washington. Bradley hit four three-pointers and shot 12-for-19 overall as Boston took a 3-2 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals. Game 6 is Friday in Washington. Well, the Brooklyn Dodgers had the New York Yankees in the 1940s and 1950s. The Los Angeles Lakers had the Boston Celtics in the 1960s. And the Washington Capitals have had the Pittsburgh Penguins, well, forever. The Pens have advanced to the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals with yet another series victory over the Caps. Marc-Andre Fleury turned back 29 shots as the defending Stanley Cup champs earned a 2-0 shutout of the Capitals. Fleury was sensational at times in helping Pittsburgh take a Game 7 from the Caps for the fourth time in four tries. Neither team scored until Brian Rust beat Braden Holtby 8:49 into the second period. Patrick Hornquist doubled the Penguins' lead with 15:46 remaining. It's the 10th playoff series between the two teams, the 9th in which the Penguins have eliminated the Capitals. It's also the second straight season in which the Capitals have won the President's Trophy as the regular season champs before falling to Pittsburgh in the second round. The Penguins now prepare for the Ottawa Senators, who knocked out the Rangers in 6 games. The Western Conference Finals will have the Anaheim Ducks taking on the Nashville Predators. The Ducks pulled out a Game 7 victory as Nick Ritchie scored the tie-breaking goal early in the third period in a 2-1 triumph over Edmonton. Andrew Cogliano also tallied for the Ducks, who had dropped 5 straight Game 7s. John Gibson stopped 23 shots and blanked the Oilers after Drake Kaguglia scored 3.5 minutes into the game. The Ducks move on to the finals against Nashville. And in NFL news, a person with direct knowledge of the contract tells the Associated Press that wide receiver Michael Floyd has agreed to sign a 1-year, $1.5 million deal with the Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota native finished last season with the Super Bowl champion Patriots. He was cut by Arizona last season after his arrest for drunken driving, an abrupt end to his time with the Cardinals after they drafted him in the first round in 2012. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.